Proverbs chapter 18. An unfriendly man pursues selfishness and defies all sound judgment. So you might think, well, I'm just not a very sociable person, I don't need friends. You've got to be careful that you are not actually just being selfish by being like that, because an unfriendly man pursues selfishness. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own opinion. Well, again, the fact that God's truth and God's wisdom is in his word humbles us, because we have to realize that my opinion is not worth anything, really, compared to God's opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt also comes, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters, the fountain of wisdom is like a flowing brook. To be partial to the faces of the wicked is not good, nor to deprive the innocent of justice. A fool's lips come into strife, and his speech asks for beatings. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. Well, as Jesus says, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So it's as if at the day of judgment our words will be quoted back to us. People will be condemned according to their words, Jesus says. This is why James has a lot to say about the power of the tongue, and he says that it is a huge power. It is like a fire. And that really the control of the tongue is perhaps the one really obvious sign that we are truly Christian, and that we are really controlling ourselves, and that God's Spirit is in us. And yet we all realize that we fail with our lips. So this is, in practice, something to really focus on: your lips, your words. The words of a gossip are like tasty morsels. They go down into a person's innermost parts. Well, that's a way you can be out of control with your tongue, isn't it? To gossip. And also to listen to gossip, because gossip is so tasty. But it affects a person's innermost parts. You may say, well, I think she might be doing this. I think he might be an alcoholic. Yum, yum. The person who's listening to you thinks, but you've actually affected their innermost parts. You may think that you're some obscure individual, but actually your words are very powerful, more powerful than you imagine, and you can do more damage with them than you can ever imagine. And it may not just be the words you speak, messages you send on social media, how you use your screen. This is all a form in our day of gossiping and how you use your tongue, your words. One who is lazy in his work is brother to him who is a master of destruction. So being lazy is, if you like, a sin of omission. And it's as bad as if you're actively going around smashing things up. So don't think that, well, because I didn't do anything kind of naughty today, well, I'm okay. But what did you omit to do? That's the question. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Well, we do that when we're baptized into the name. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, like an unscalable wall in his own imagination. That's what he thinks. Before destruction, the heart of man is proud, but before honor is humility. He who gives answer before he hears, that is folly and shame to him. That is somebody who just assumes they know everything and don't need to analyze any evidence. A man's spirit will sustain him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? The heart of the discerning gets knowledge, the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. So again, not being like the man who gives the answer before he hears, who assumes that he knows everything. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. He who pleads his cause first seems right until another comes and questions him. The lot settles disputes and keeps strong ones apart. A brother offended is more difficult to be won than a fortified city, and disputes are like the bars of a castle. In other words, don't make someone stumble. Don't upset people with your words, because it's very difficult then to ever get them back. A man's stomach is filled with the fruit of his mouth. With the harvest of his lips he is satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. Well, as Jesus says, by our words we will be justified and by our words we will be condemned. God places such a huge importance on the tongue, on how we speak, because it reflects really how we think, and God's so interested in the human heart. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains grace of Yahweh. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly. A man of many companions may be ruined. And you think of the Lord's parable about the prodigal son. He had money, so he had lots of friends, but when his money ran out, his friends didn't help him, and he was ruined. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and that in the end is God himself, and also now in our age, the Lord Jesus.